This is Day to Day. In basketball, there will be a new champion in the NBA soon, and it will be a really new champion because neither of the teams that are playing in the finals have ever been there before. Barry Reeves is assistant managing editor of the Sporting News. He joins us. Barry, it's going to be the Dallas Mavericks versus the Miami Heat. How about this matchup?
Well, it's very intriguing, and because, you know, you said there are teams we don't know before, I think there's plenty of excitement. I mean, there are a couple of names we know. We know Shaquille O'Neal. You know, we know Pat Riley, you know, the former Lakers and Knicks coach. You know, we know these guys.
Now
they've
coaching
been there
the
before.
Heat.
They've got the rings, but, you know, pretty much everybody else in this matchup on both sidelines are going in there looking for their first rings.
Well, let me ask you first about Dallas, if I may. This is the team that maybe the owner, Mark Cuban, is as well known as any of the players. He bought this team several years ago. He's a real rah-rah guy. They have this big player, Dirk Nowitzki, who's a German, I think, originally. And how about this team?
Oh, the Mavericks are probably the most entertaining team to make it to the NBA Finals in at least a decade, since probably the Magic Johnson Showtime Lakers from way back when. I mean, these guys, you know, they run, they push the ball. Everybody on the in the lineup can shoot. They've got a couple of centers that can really bang you. But you go back, it's like the star of the franchise, though, is Mark Cuban, its owner. I mean, he leads the league in expenditures on his players, and probably leads the league in NBA fines.
What I like about the guy is he kind of sits there in the stands and he cheers. This is not a sort of a, you know, a sit back kind of guy. He really seems to care about his team winning.
Players love to play for him, and the fans love him because of he cares so much. You know, David Stern, the NBA commissioner, may not love him as much because he often criticizes the league officials, but, I mean, he is a fan. And, you know, how many owners have we seen in sports that you could really call, you know, he's a fan, and somebody, you know, you wouldn't mind, you know, settling up next to at a bar to watch a ball game?
Okay, Miami Heat, Shaquille O'Neal. You know, he was traded to the Miami Heat, what, 2 years ago by the Los Angeles Lakers, and people wondered at the time if this was not a blunder. Is it more of a blunder now because Shaquille O'Neal has made it to the finals and the Lakers have not?
Oh, it certainly looks good. You know, it looks good for the Miami Heat right now. You know, he's 30 to 50 pounds lighter. You know, his knees are in much better shape. You know, he's not having the knee and foot problems he was having at the end of his tenure there. And what the Lakers did is they bet that Kobe would be healthier and better long-term than Shaquille in the short-term. You know, and the financial was basically a wash. But right now, yeah, Miami's looking good and Shaquille's looking good. I guarantee you, you know, at least once during an interview in the coming weeks, you know, he will make sure that he gives Kobe a nice little jab.
What about the coaches? I mean, you've got Pat Riley, who's been a winner with the Lakers, and Avery Johnson, who he's coach of the year this year. It's his first year as a head coach. Can he do it?
Oh, I think he certainly can do it, primarily because he has more players at his disposal. I mean, they have significant advantages, especially coming off the bench in this series. And so the players love playing for Avery. But what Pat Riley brings is a little bit more of an intangible. It's, you know, a little more toughness, you know. And he, because he has those rings on his hand, you know, he carries a little bit more weight in the locker room than the average coach does. And so, you know, he can get into an NBA, you know, multimillionaire NBA player's face a little bit more, you know, at ease than perhaps Avery Johnson or some of the other coaches could.
Barry Reeves of the Sporting News. Thanks, Barry.
Hey, anytime, Alex.